The next applicant is the La Crosse Community Theater. Take a look at the work samples. Joe, could you start the review?
Sure. The La Crosse Community Theater does 9 shows, musicals, straight plays, the whole gamut. They have in the last couple of years moved into a new performance venue, and they do some black box work and some work in the large venue. They're a heavy volunteer-based theater that also employs a producing artistic director and production manager. And an education coordinator, a technical director, a marketing director. So this is a staffed community theater in terms of people who are dedicated to specifics of work rather than volunteer committees. The board is 16, and they meet monthly, and they were very transparent about a lot of things that have changed for them. We have the new facility. It's been several years now. And they've always had these full-time positions, and it's caused them a little bit of financial stress. And so as people moved on to other positions, they've used guest services, either contracted services or guest artists, to reduce the costs and replace, not to refill those positions. So they're kind of in the process of reinventing themselves. And then, of course, then the leadership, they had a leadership change at the top that caused them to reinvent as well. A lot's been going on administrative for this organization. The new leadership has also took advantage of being new to get out there and look for some look for some long-term sustainability, to create some new giving, to do a fundraiser, kind of open mic community fundraiser. They do have educational services that they provide. They've been around for 50 plus years.
2 minutes.
And so they are a fixture in La Crosse. They have a core of what they call angel friends, with pledges ranging from $5,000 to $125,000, and yet their total percent from fundraising sits at about 19.7%. So I think their angel friends are a core of their fundraising, which causes me some concern, because when you have a small group of people giving a lot of money, it doesn't take a lot to create a giant impact in your budget.
Meaning when they go?
When they go. If they go. That said, it's, they've been, there's a lot of talk in the narrative about the financial challenges, what they're doing to meet them. It is a very proactive opportune thing that's happening there. There's this great collaboration with the La Crosse Symphony for Peter and the Wolf. Would have loved to have seen a letter of support from the La Crosse Symphony on that. It frustrated me, because it looks like it was a fabulous project. They are relying on the new facility and some popular shows to kick up their income from ticket sales, which is, in theory, a good plan. But I always worry about ticket sales as the way to increase a budget. It was a good. The board list is is strong, in especially in what they do in the community, and it belies what I think is an opportunity to raise more funds in the community.
I'm going to call time at this point, Joe, and move on.
Okay, I'm going to come back with one more thing.
That's great. Yep. Ed, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, they produce a variety of shows with appeal to both the young and the old. I thought that was good, with the emphasis on local performers, the collaboration with Salvation Army, the symphony, along with homeschooled individuals and businesses in the Cooley region. I thought was very inclusive. I thought in general that the application was fairly well written without being too wordy, and I'll leave that there.
Thank you, Joe. Please continue.
The only two things that I wanted to point out is that they did describe the fact that there's a huge perceived profit in the last fiscal year because of 5-year pledges. Mm-hmm. That's just that's the nature of the accounting practices now. But I do appreciate that they were very upfront in saying that. The second and last thing is, again, in the financials, there is a trip to New York for $109,000 in expense that is raising $123,000 of revenue, and I had to dig through a 990 to find it. It's a trip to open to the public to promote the arts. It's such a big part of the income and expense percentage. I would have liked to have seen that appear in the narrative somewhere, especially since it appears to be successful.
Other comments?
I thought that, I echo everything that's been said before. I looked at the organizational plan, which is actually a strategic plan, and I thought it was very good. It shows the key objectives and their strategies, the due dates for implementation of the committees that are formed around them. There's not a lot of detail, but it's at least enough to tell you what's important, what's priority, and shows that there's support among the board and staff. The marketing plan was excellent, thorough. It's the best one I think I've seen of this whole group. It's an excellent template, especially for the large organizations. Whoever wrote it, they should farm them out to other large organizations to do theirs, because it's really thorough, it's professional, and it leaves no doubt that they know what they're doing.
Other comments? Kelly?
Ellie, you're
I have nothing to add. Oh.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're on mute.
Contess, anything? Thank you.